Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look, she's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuck. The jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rumpa smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
Has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell
tell
yeah.
Her to shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
light.
Round and big, and when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Not any bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit it and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
If you wanna roll my Mercedes,
yeah.
Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got the shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers want to play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. And I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back. Baby got back.
Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
You're inside the lounge on 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
It is another Saturday night in the city. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
What's up, Danny?
How you doing, Evan?
I'm doing good. How are you? What's that smirk on your face for?
I can breathe, sort of.
Well, you'll be able to breathe better later on. We'll get into that, though. How are you guys doing? It's Saturday night. It's the Lounge Saturdays in the greatest city in the world, Boston, Massachusetts. How's everybody doing? We have a kick-ass show in store for everybody tonight, don't we, Danny?
We do. Lots of great music. We have DJ Cliff West, the resident DJ of the Lounge.
Can't wait for kick-ass the Lounge mix. Exclusive mix later on. We'll have that just before 10 o'clock tonight because we got something special coming up just after 10
we
o'clock.
Do.
We have our friend Nicole in the house. Say hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole doesn't want to come on the radio right yet, but we're going to get her on in a little while, and we'll explain why she's here. We have meteorologist Mark Rosenthal calling in a little while. Awesome.
Warm weather is all up and down the East Coast. Can't complain. November, and it's all, in the mid-70s?
All right.
Yeah.
And Danny, I think we're going to do something new tonight. I think we're going to introduce something called Fast Forward.
Okay.
Do you know what Fast Forward is? We talked about this, right?
Is that... No, does that happen in the bedroom or no? Fast forward? Oh, that's foreplay. Never mind.
Oh, you are definitely on. We'll get into the castor oil in a second, but fast forward. So, Danny, you know our theory here is we love the throwbacks. We play
we
the
do.
Best in the original throwbacks. But when radio stations these days play throwbacks, they're playing stuff to like 2007.
2004, 2005.
It's not quite far back enough yet. We love the music. We respect the music. So there's a whole bunch of music in that genre that we definitely want to incorporate into the Lounge.
Okay.
So later on tonight, we're gonna start crossing over and getting into some of these newer throwback songs, but definitely still classics. And
you are the man getting this music, Evan. I appreciate it. 855-915-9636. Hit us up on Facebook. We are on Facebook Live. And we're going to have so much fun tonight. Let's get right into it.
I think we should push it.
Oh, you want to push it?
Push it real good. Are you pushing? Yeah, that's it. It's the Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
on the Lounge Saturdays.
Commercial free.
Commercial free.
Your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
Your soul, your mic, your pepper, your mic, your spin, you hype. With death, you're right. The bass shaking, dancing all night. Booty shaking from left to right.
Work it on out.
and it's on your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford. It's streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Hit it.
Hit it.
91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. You are in the middle of the lounge Saturday night. It is Danny Martinetti, Evan Myers in the studio. And we have a special guest as well.
We have our friend Nicole. Say hi, Nicole.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Are you liking the music so far?
I am. I'm loving it.
Oh, great. So you're here because we have a little special something going on with Danny later on, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. So why don't you tell everybody what you do?
I'm an esthetician.
Oh, all right. Let's leave it at that. We're going to come back to that later on. Nicole. What does that mean exactly? What do you do as an esthetician?
Skincare.
Waxing.
So we're gonna
perform. All right, let's come back to that later on. But Danny, we have a great show. We have Cliff's Mix coming up later on, right?
Mark Rosenthal is going to be checking in after this block and give you the latest weather forecast, so you don't want to miss that.
I can't wait to talk to our friend Mark. We've got Fast Forward coming up. I'm very excited for that. And I'm definitely excited for it. Just after 10 o'clock, we're going to get a plucking, and Danny has volunteered for that. But Danny, you know what? I saw a real cool thing this week on Facebook.
What'd you say?
You posted a story about castor oil.
I told you. Nobody wants to believe me on this.
So Nicole, Danny has been trying different remedies to help his hair growth up top. And he spent the entire summer eating oysters. He thought if he ate enough oysters that he would be able to grow some hair. And that just didn't work. He was getting sick on the oysters. So now he's moved on to castor oil. So he's rubbing the castor oil all up here.
Only at nighttime, though.
Only at nighttime.
Only at night.
He's
not
doing the rub. So he posted an article on the advantages of castor oil and hair growth on the Facebook page. And if you guys missed it, you got to check it out. It's definitely on the Lounge Facebook page. What's your take on some of these remedies for hair growth, although you're trying to remove hair generally?
Yes, I'm generally trying to remove it.
Move a little closer to the mic. There you go.
That good?
Perfect. So
I'm to each his own.
To each his own.
I like that. See, she's my kind of girl.
All right.
I like that.
All right, so we're going to have fun with that later on, Danny. We got some good music coming up. But we just heard a little Salt and Pepper, a little EU doing the butt. How about a little Run DMC and Peter Piper? I think we should get into that. It's the Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Peter Piper, pick peppers, but run rock,
rhyme,
Humpty,
Dumpty,
fell
down,
that's his heart,
time,
Jackie,
nimble,
what,
nimble,
and he was
quick,
but jam,
mass
mud,
faster, Jack, saw Jay's dick.
Now a little Bo Peep, Cole lost her sheep, and Rip Van Winkle fell a hell of sleep, and out of chillin' summer in Wonderland, Jack serving Jill bucket in his hand, and damn, that's a making out that sound, the turntables might wobble, but they don't fall down. Their thing, but Jam Master's getting loose and DMC's the king, cause he's the dull entertainer, child educator, Jam Master J, king of the crossfader.
He's the better of the best, best believe he's the baddest.
Perfect timing when I'm climbing, I'm a rhyming apparatus, lot of guts.
When he cuts, girls move their butts.
His name is Jay,
in the play, he must be nuts.
And on the mix, real quick, and I like to say, he's not
black, but he's black,
and his name is Jay.
King Midas, as I was told, everything that he touched turned to gold. He's the greatest of the great, I get it straight, he's great. Claim fame, cause his name is known in every state. His name is Jay, to see him play, we'll make it safe. Goddamn, that DJ made my day. Like the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. He's a maker, a breaker, and a title taker. Like a little old lady who lived in a shoe. If cuts were kids, he would be you. Not lying, y'all, he's the best I know. And if I lie, my nose will grow. Like a little widow boy named Pinocchio. And you all know how to start. Free go!
Tricks up for kids, he plays much gigs. He's a big bad wolf, and yo, the three bigs. He's a big bad wolf in your neighborhood. Not
bad,
meaning
bad,
but bad, meaning good.
There it is. We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Is a lesson too, because you can't let the streets beat you. Well, a picture can express 1,000 words to describe all the beauty of life you give. And if the world was yours to do over, I know you'd paint a better place to live, where the colors would swirl and the boys and girls can grow in peace and harmony, and where murals stand on walls so grand as far as the eyes are able to see. I never knew art till I saw your face, and there'll never be one to take your place, cause each and every time you touch a spray paint can, Michelangelo's soul controls your hands, then serenades of blue and red, and the beauty of the rainbow
fills your head. Crescendo colors playing tune. Man, why oh why did you have to die so soon? Say one, two, three, four. And just let me know what you came here for. And just clap your hands, everybody. And let me know that I'm not alone. And if you knew my man when he was alive, scream it out and say, Ramon. The ashes and dust to dust. Where the good die young is all thy must. Cause that life must live, death must die, and the tears shall fall from the living eye. Tell me who's gonna dream the impossible dream of the beautiful cities and the islands' dreams when your works of art brought into being all that the ghetto stopped you from seeing. Still life urban masterpiece. Your chain mama getting on chains and walls. $1 million gift only God released, huh? And yet you got killed for nothing at all. So after this there'll be no more hard times, no more bad times and no more pain. No more chump chains, none of that bull. Just movies, museums, and the Hall of Fame. So all you hip-hops, get on up and let's take it to the top where we belong. Cause the age of the Beat Street wave is here. Everybody, let's sing along. Look, come on, say ho! In the sand, and the headlines say, man destroys man. Extra, extra, read all the bad news on the wall of peace that everybody would lose. The rise and fall, the last great empire, the sound of the whole world caught on fire. The ruthless struggle, the desperate gamble, the game that left the whole world in shambles. The cheats, the lies, the alibis, and the foolish attempt to conquer the skies. Lost in space, and what is it worth? Huh? The president just forgot about Earth, spending more time being, and maybe even trillions. The cost of weapons ran in the zillions. There's gold in the street and there's diamond under feet, and the children in Africa don't even eat. Flies on the faces, they're living like mice, and the houses even make the ghetto look nice, huh? The water tastes funny, it's forever too sunny, and they work all night and don't make no money. A fight for power, a nuclear shower of people shot out in the darkest hour. The sight's unseen and voices unheard, and finally the bomb gets the last word. Christian killed Muslims and German killed Jews, and everybody's bodies are used and abused, huh? Minds are poisoned, the souls are polluted. Superiority complex is disputed. Leeches and license, and people got prices. Egomaniacs control the self-righteous. Nothing is sacred and nothing is pure. So the revelation of death is our cure. Dachau, Auschwitz, Hiroshima, Vietnam, Leningrad, Iwo Jima, Okinawa, Korea, the Philippines. Devastation, death, cancer, killer machine. The people's in terror, the leaders made an error, and now they can't even look in the mirror. Cause we gotta suffer while things get rougher, and that's the reason why we got to get tougher. So learn from the past and work for the future, and don't be a slave to no computer. Cause the children of man inherits the land, and the future of the world is in your hands. So just throw your hands in the air. You wave them like you just don't care. And if you believe that you're the future, scream it out and say, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Everybody,
Danny, do you believe?
You believe.
Do you believe in the lounge? Just 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. I do believe Danny is going to get plucked later on.
Come on.
We should let the cat out of the bag. It's official. So our friend Nicole is in the house, and Nicole, the esthetician, who is very familiar and great about waxing and removing hair, is here. So just after 10 o'clock, Danny is going to be plucked live on the radio. So we'll tell you in a little while what body part is going to get plucked, but you ready for this, Nicole? You are, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, there you are. Thanks for giving her a microphone, Danny. So it's the Lounge
Saturday.
Don't Saturdays.
I do good at that?
All right, Danny, you know what? Our great friend Mark Rosenthal from weatherblast.com checks in with us every week. Danny, let's get to the phones. I believe he is on the line. It's time for weather.
Hey, Mark Rosenthal, how are you?
Good. What's happening?
What's going on with this? Is it El Nino? El Nino?
No, it's actually La Nina. La Nina is the opposite of El Nino.
I don't want to be weather racist. That's the last thing I want to do.
I don't know. It's all good. It's all convoluted. There's so many players in the field this winter in terms of how the weather's going to go. But you know what? I stopped in late this afternoon for the annual Southern New England Weather Conference down in Foxborough today. It's our Harvey Leonard, my friend, and Barry Burbank, some other people, and a lot of other people. people were there. They had a meteorological panel discussion. Of course, somebody brought up global warming. I just stayed out of that one.
Was Al Capurli in there? Our friend Al from up north?
I didn't see Al. It's so sunny. I wore my yellow tie.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a good guy. Although I did go to a dinner party with him one time. And I'll tell you what, he had his pants up high. I called him Highball Harry. It was pretty funny.
Oh, we won't repeat that one.
No.
Oh, awesome. So what are we looking forward to? We have this crazy, I just heard a rumor that we're going to have a super hot or mildly hot winter this year.
No, I don't think that's true. But, you know, before we do that one, let me tell you, we have a full moon out there tonight, so you got to check out the full moon. You know, the National Weather Service, they have a very warm winter, and it might be above normal. But, you know, that being said, if that's true, although I do think there's going to be a lot of wild swings this winter, you can still get a lot of snow. I mean, you don't have to have very cold air to have it snow here. And still early November, you know, the jury is still out. Give me another month or so. Let me see how the pattern evolves and see how the players come out of the field before we start really doing a detailed long-range weather forecast. But I'll tell you what's going on overnight. We got a clear sky now. Some clouds are coming in later on. Temperature is about 45. It's still cool out there. Tomorrow, warm front's coming up from the south. A lot of clouds, a few showers. It'll be mild near 60. And by Monday, again, it turns partly cloudy and warm, about 72. There could be some late-day showers. And cooler weather comes in Tuesday and Wednesday. There could be a shot of really cold air coming in here by late next week. We'll have to watch that.
This is why I miss Massachusetts. I don't get this weather up in Maine. We just had a huge...
Where in Maine are you?
Right in Portland. We had that huge windstorm that knocked power out to over 400,000 people, and that was insane. I know it was down here in New England, too, as well. Is that abnormal, Mark, real quick, to see anything like that in that pattern?
Well, you know something? What you had was you had a tropical storm offshore that merged with an old-fashioned storm. It came right up close to the Cape. It gave us a lot of rain and wind. And so, yeah, they had a wind gust in Mashpee to 92 miles an hour. It can happen. And it seems to happen at this time of year. We had the perfect storm at this time of year. In 91, we had Hurricane Sandy at this time of year 6 years ago. So it has some weird proclivity at this time of year to do this.
Oh, wow. So I'm looking forward to it, though. I don't want to see any snow around here. I want to go to the snow up north and go skiing up there. And
I want to get buried. I love the snow, and I think it's a lot of forecast. It's a lot of fun to forecast the snow. And, you know, from November 1st to April 1st, I'm a totally different person. I'm, like, so into this. It's since I was 5 years old, you know. I still love it.
Oh, awesome. So, Mark, I got to ask you your opinion on something right here. So we have our friend Nicole, the esthetician in-house, and Danny was complaining to me the other day about hair and different body parts on his body, and one of them was his nose. So we got Nicole to agree to come in, and we're going to actually pluck and wax Danny's nose hairs live on the radio. We're either going to get in trouble, or it's going to be the funniest thing of ever. I mean, what?
You have to post this, man.
We're doing a Facebook Live.
We are certainly doing a Facebook Live with this one. So
I'd like to get a front row seat for this. Do you have any tickets left?
right. Just hop on the Lounge's Facebook page. It's going to be there. We're going to have a couple angles on this one. So, Mark,
That's awesome. We
always appreciate it. Where are you going to be? We know you're out and about right now, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go out, but then I'm going to go to Ray's New Garden Restaurant tonight. We're going to do it. We're going to do there. But, we have a brand new venue. I just want to tell you really quickly, on Wednesday night, we're at Union Street in Newton Center.
Union Street, one of my favorite bars.
Union Street, you know what? They're bought out by new management. I've met some of them. They're awesome. So we've got karaoke happening there every Wednesday night at about 9 o'clock with Joanne and Jethro Mills. Come on down. We're having some fun there, and we're always having fun doing karaoke. But so tonight we're at Ray's. Tomorrow night we're at Biagio's Restaurante in Waltham. And Wednesday night we're back at Union Street, Newton Center.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark.
All right, Mark Rosenthal, thank you so much. Meteorologist Mark Rosenthal, weatherblast.com. Get that call online, too. Don't worry. We're going to get to you. Let's go strike something up, can we?
Let's do it. It's Black Box, 91.5 WMFO. It's the Lounge Saturdays.
combine. No need to waste our time. Get together, you never know what we'll find. Cause acid house is clean and it's simple. Pump up the bass and raise up the treble. Center the crowd on the floor in the middle. Rubber the thumb, I just pop to the tickle. Plain and simple, acid is bold. This style of music I'll keep it for long. I know what I say will turn out to be wrong. Before as the beat is the only beat.
You know, I'm in total control. Oh yes, many people know that I got good taste. If the cops try to chase in a high-speed race, I just laugh right in the face and say, yo, don't even waste your time, see? Cause I can redline and leave you far behind. Because I'm out getting mine and I'm sweating like steam. And you can feel the flow when I'm rolling in my 5.0. Rolling in my 5.0. Here we go. It's not a Benz or a Jag. It's a 5-0 with a rag. I don't wanna brag, but I could never be stacked when I'm cruising to 818. 0 to 64 seconds, no play. It's not a joke. And you can see the smoke. I'm burning rubber. You heard me clear, I didn't stutter. The VIP posse like my homeboy staff. And you can giggle and chuckle, but I'll have the last laugh and take my money all the way to the bank. And the ones who buy my records are the ones I should thank. Because I'm sweating like steam and you can feel the flow when I'm rolling in my 5.0. Rolling in my 5.0. Oh, oh, go. Rolling in my 5.0. Yep, yep, you know. Rolling in my 5.0. Check this. Here we go.
the A-N-I-L-L-A-I-C-E. Got it going on. B to the A-N-I-L-L-A-I-C-E. Got it going on. B to the A-N-I-L-L-A-I-C-E. Got it going on. B to the A-N-I-L-L-A-I-C-E. A fly cutie and I wanna converse. I shit the first and then back to a verse, cause the crazy fly ronies and NMB, they wanna flee with the ICE. I don't drive 55 when I'm in my ride, I just glide, my head lean to the side. I cruise the A1A with a plan in mind, the VIP posse not far behind. The honey start to jock for my 1,000 watts. It fills a backseat as my system rocks, cause I'm sweating like steam and you can feel the flow when I'm rolling in my 5.0. Rolling in my 5.0, oh, oh, yeah. Rolling in my 5.0, oh, oh, good to go. In my 5.0, oh, 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 yeah, let's go. Yeah, 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 you got the idea. I'm here to tear the new year, I'm not a square. Know what I'm saying? Smooth and swift, cause I got the gift. Suckers are slipping, come for the ice, are you tripping? Yo, man, I'm ripping in my 5.0. Me and the VIP posse, out of here.
That play football for Montreal, ain't
it? No, you old coop here, he a boxer, man. Yeah. Let me tell you, I went to his fight a couple months ago. I seen him hit that boy, and he hit that boy so hard, his head flew off into the 18th row. Yeah. He's gonna get his head out the 18th row.
One night about 8, and we were watching a couple of Mike Tyson fight tapes. Jeff was like,
man, you see how hard Mike's punching?
Come on, Jeff, the other guy was just lunging. Left, right, another KO. Ooh. If that was me, I'd have been okay, though. The very next day, I gave Russell a ring with Jay Allen, Lior, and we all called Don King.
I said, yeah, Don, I got a problem.
Tell him, Prince.
Yeah, what's up? What you saying? You trying to solve him? Forget the small talk. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Me and Mike, 2 months. Trump, Atlantic City.
Yo, you got this. You wanna bust dude up.
Yeah, you can be my trainer.
Word up?
I'm rough like a freight train, smooth like ice. And yo, Jeff, straight up, I think I can beat Mike Tyson.
Man, you can beat him, man.
Yo, man, word.
You can beat him, man.
You know, I put on a couple pounds, man. We can do this,
you can
man.
Do it.
I was doing. Before then, I'd never heard reporters booing, cameras flashing, I was in the middle. I didn't want to look dumb, so I exaggerated a little. I said, I've been training 20 hours a day, lifting big old cars and big bales of hay. And I jog 10,000 miles every morning, thinking about Mike and my moment of glory. I drink water, 20 gallons of pop, and I can throw a Volkswagen a whole half block and 4 million sit-ups in a minute. I ain't lying, I did it. The general public thought I was a fool. I was getting dissed, but I guess that was cool. Well, you know, getting dissed is never good, but I was even getting dissed in my own neighborhood. I was at the corner at the top of my block. There was a couple of people standing outside of the barbershop. It was Lawrence, my barber and friend, and he yelled out,
"Hey, Frank, you can win."
I said, "Really?" And I stopped the chat.
"You can beat him, man, if you hit him with a bat. You gon' get wet, but get out your shoes when you break your neck."
Everybody was laughing out loud. I thought at least my own grandma would be proud. I went to her house and snuck in and surprised her. I heard her on the phone. It's fight day, and man, am I hype. Whoa, I can't wait to see Mike. Boy, I'm hype, ready to do my thing. Trump Castle Casino.
wrestling, sliding and grabbing, slipping and dipping, hustling and jabbing. For a second, I look good out there, but then Mike Russ in reality, my worst nightmare. One punch, that's all it took. He hit me in my ribs and my inside shook. Now how can I say this and be a little discreet? Let's just say that my bowels released. I called time out and went back to my corner. Said to my coach, ain't no way I'm going to hell back out there, man, you can't forget it. My body's like a punching bag and Mike is gonna
hit it.
They tried to make me go meet my doom, but I sucker punched my coach and hauled to my dressing room. The next day, the headline in the town, Fresh Prince breaks camp, Tyson wins first round. Some fool asked why I ran away. I said a good run is better than a bad stand any day. My career is over as far as fighting, but I don't know what made me think I could beat Mike Tyson.
Hey, Leroy!
Yeah?
Did you see the fight? Did you see the fight?
The football player.
No, the boxer, come on, man. I was at the fight last night. I paid $474,000 for my ticket, right?
Right, I see you
boy,
around here,
the man. The boy ran out the ring.
You're always lying.
I ain't lying.
A lot of your brain
I seen it.
The Museum of Science presents Gridiron Glory. Experience the most extensive and comprehensive exhibition ever created on America's most popular sport at the Museum of Science's Gridiron Glory exhibit. You view more than 200 artifacts, award-winning photographs, and one-of-a-kind documents from the Pro Football Hall of Fame's vast collection. Watch spectacular footage from the unparalleled film and TV archives of NFL films. Learn the science behind the game and get to know the inspirational stories of its pioneers, coaches, and great players, including those who broke social barriers, demonstrating how the sport is a microcosm for changing attitudes about equality and opportunity. Throughout the exhibition, which runs through January 7th, you can interact with components that challenge both the mind and body and demonstrate the change in protective equipment, uniforms, and communication devices over the years. For more information about Gridiron Glory exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mso.org. That's mso.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
You're in the lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford, and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Thursday, Saturday night. What was I going to say? Thursday, see?
Wow.
Wow.
Danny, this is not 8 months ago.
Saturday night in the city here. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Your short-term memory is gone. Is it all that castor oil you're using upstairs?
Hey, it is. Maybe it's sinking into other pores. So we got a lot of shout-outs to go on, Evan. What do we got?
Social media has been blowing up. Thank you guys for checking in. We love you all, and it's been nuts. Jimbo in East Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Chris and Montana in Plainville, Mass. Check in. Laurie Doxer, Brian Quintel, Tamara Baptiste, Tad Bonvey, Linda Mullen, Bob Quinton, Bonnie Cordici, Benny, sorry, buddy. Bob, Lisa, Scott, Jax Castor, Melissa Weiner, Matthew, Lauren Stark, Arlene John, and Emily Rose checked in, Amy Elizabeth, and our new friend, Sean McCurran from Racine, Wisconsin. Danny, Racine, Wisconsin checked in. What's that all about? How's that?
He had mentioned it's about an hour outside of Chicago, and he called in. He said he liked the music, and we got his request coming up. Chicago.
This is
outside
awesome.
Of there, Wisconsin. Yes.
You know what? Maybe we'll slide his request into the fast forward segment.
There we go. We can do that.
Ah, great. You know, we've had some great music. We play Strike It Up, Vanilla Ice, Rolling in My 5.0. That was a new song. We haven't heard that one yet, Danny.
Uh-huh.
And Jazzy Jeff, I think I can beat Mike Tyson. I know you say that all the time.
I think I can beat him.
All right. But you know what? So later on, Danny, you getting ready for this? We're going to put this on social media, Facebook Live. It. Danny is going to get his nose hairs waxed live on the radio. And our great friend Nicole, the esthetician, is here to help us out with that. You ready for this challenge, Nicole?
Yes, I am.
Do you see this as a challenge, Nicole?
No.
You don't, huh?
No.
No. No. Oh, all right. That's good. So you, Nicole, as an esthetician, get to see some of the most intimate body parts and things that are going on with people, and you get to know them probably better than they know themselves in some areas or retrospects, as that may be, right? Is
yeah.
That, that's the case?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a jack of all trades.
A jack of all trades. So you, what are some of the things, we asked this earlier, but what are some of the things an esthetician does that might be on the fringe of maybe freak you out or leaves you scarred or something? Tell me a story about an esthetician's story.
Let's see, a good story would have to be probably, I'd say, and I'm sorry, not sorry, the exes, anyone I've ever dated.
Oh, the exes.
The exes, they're the best guinea pigs.
So they let you do anything. They let you do anything. So wait a minute. So your ex-boyfriends, your boyfriends will ask you to wax, pluck.
Wax.
Different body parts. Are there any body parts that they haven't asked you to touch? I mean, do they go everywhere and think that you can just do it? And
Head to toe.
Has there ever been an experience that's like you did this to a boyfriend and all of a sudden you're like done, your relationship is over and you just couldn't take it anymore?
When you see how fast they get up after pulling one strip and it's a nude blur, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson!
Yeah, it's a nude blur. So they... So you wax everywhere.
Everywhere. Front, back.
Bottom.
Head, toe.
Oh, great. And Danny is going to get waxed. Danny, are you ready for this?
No, I'm not.
So as I have it right, Danny is going to have a couple popsicle sticks with wax balls stuck up his nostrils. They're going to harden. And you're going to yank these things out like a mother.
Yes.
And I have this right, right? I described this right?
You have it completely correct.
All right. So, you know, right after 10 o'clock, we're going to wax Danny. This is either going to be the funniest thing you've ever heard on radio, Danny, or this is going to bomb, but I don't care. It's going to be funny anyways, just to see Danny.
Thank you.
Kelly Clarkson.
Thank you, Evan.
Kelly Clarkson.
Show the love there.
Oh, it is. So Nicole, we're hanging out, and what is one of the funniest things that you've ever experienced?
Funniest thing I have ever experienced? Oh.
Or something that just is incredibly memorable.
I had this one client, actually, years and years ago. A female Brazilian. And after the service was over, it traumatized me because you could literally tee off. Power four.
So this was like a little S&M thing? She liked the pain, and all of a sudden something went fling, and we can't talk about this anymore, can we?
No.
So, all right, four. All right, let's move on. So just after 10 o'clock, we're not going to get ourselves in trouble right now, but just after 10 o'clock, we are going to experience the live waxing of Danny. So thank you, Danny, for being a participant in this.
Anytime.
You want to get back into some great music?
I'd love to. Hey, 855-915-9636. Like us, Reddit Lounge Radio Show, right on the Z Facebook page. And this is WMFO Medford. And thanks, Evan, for doing that public service announcement. Did a great deed for the community.
Anytime. All right, it's the Lounge 91.5 WMFO. This is a little Malcolm McLaren, Buffalo Girls. And by the way, Danny, fast forward, you're going to want to hear a song that sampled this one. It's the Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Boy, that scratch was making me itch.